"Me?" said Nourishing.
"You. Because I won't be... around," said Dark Tan. He held out the match. "You know what to do," he said, nodding to the nearest rack of hay. Nourishing swallowed.
"Yes. Yes, I think so. When?"
"When the time comes. You'll know when," said Dark Tan, and looked back down at the massacre. "One way or the other, I want them to remember tonight," he said quietly. "They'll remember what they did, and they'll remember what we did, for as long as they live."
Hammond Pork lay in his sack. He could smell the other rats nearby, and the dogs, and the blood, especially the blood. He could hear his own thoughts, but they were like a little chirp of insects against the thunderstorm of his senses. Bits of memory danced in front of his eyes. Cages, panic, the white rat, Hammond Pork. That was his own name. Odd. Never had names. Just used to smell other rats. Darkness. Darkness inside, behind the eyes. That bit was Hammond Pork. Everything outside was everything else. Hammond Pork. Me. Leader. The red-hot rage still boiled inside him, but now it had a kind of shape, like the shape a canyon gives to a river in flood, narrowing it, forcing it to flow faster, giving it direction. Now he could hear voices.
"Just slip him in, no one will notice."
"Okay, I'll shake it up a bit first to get him angry."
The sack was jerked around. It didn't make Hammond Pork any more angry than he was already. There wasn't any room for more anger. The sack swung as it was carried. The roar of humans grew louder. The smells grew stronger. There was a moment of silence. The sack was upturned, and Hammond Pork slid out into a roar of noise and a pile of struggling rats. He snapped and clawed his way to the top as the rats scattered and saw a growling dog being lowered into the pit. It snatched up a rat, shook it vigorously, and sent the limp body flying. The rats stampeded.
"Idiots!" screamed Hammond Pork. "Work together! You could strip this flea bag to the bone!"
The crowd stopped shouting. The dog stopped and stared down its nose at Hammond Pork. It was trying to think. The rat had spoken. Only humans spoke. And it didn't smell right. Rats usually stank of panic. This one didn't. The silence rang like a bell. Then Jacko grabbed the rat, shook him, not too hard, and tossed him down. He decided to do a sort of test. Rats shouldn't be able to talk like humans, but this rat looked like a rat, and killing rats was okay. But talk like a human, and biting humans got you a serious thrashing. It had to find out for sure. If it got a wallop, this rat was a human. Hammond Pork rolled and managed to get upright, but there was a deep tooth wound in his side. The other rats were still in a boiling huddle as far away from the dog as possible, every rat trying to be the one on the bottom. Hammond Pork spat blood.
"All right, then," he snarled, advancing on the puzzled dog. "Now you'll find out how a real rat dies."
"Hammond Pork?"
He looked up. String uncoiled behind Sardines as he fell through the smoky air towards the frantic circle. He was right above Hammond Pork, getting bigger and bigger and slower and slower. He came to a stop between the dog and the rat. For a moment, he hung there. He raised his hat politely and said, "Good evening." Then he wrapped all four legs round Hammond Pork. And now the rope of elastic bands, stretched to twanging point, finally sprang back. "Too late! Too late!" Jacko snapped at the empty air. The rats were accelerated upwards, out of the pit, and stopped, bouncing in midair just out of reach. The dog was still looking up when Dark Tan leapt off the other side of the beam. As the crowd stared in astonishment, he plummeted down towards the terrier. Jacko's eyes narrowed. Rats disappearing into the air was one thing, but rats dropping right towards his mouth was something else. It was rat on a plate. It was rat on a stick. Dark Tan looked back as he fell. Up above, Nourishing was doing some frantic knotting and biting. Now Dark Tan was on the other end of Sardine's string. Sardines had explained things very carefully. Dark Tan's weight alone wasn't heavy enough to pull the weight of two other rats back up to the beam. So, when Dark Tan saw Sardines and his struggling passenger had disappeared safely into the gloom of the roof, he let go of the big old candle lamp he'd been holding for the extra weight and bit through the rope. The lamp landed heavily on Jacko, and Dark Tan landed on the lamp, rolling down onto the floor. the crowd was silent. They'd been silent since Ham and Pork had been...